I'm Shawna Thompson from Mormon Channel Daily. Happy to be here with you again today. We're talking about the importance of education. I've been thinking about this a lot as I've been studying up on this, and I have some thoughts, definitely. I want to tell you first that it says, so this is a quote from President Henry B. Eyring. He says, "Our education must never stop. If it ends at the door of the classroom on graduation day, we will fail." And then he goes on to just talk about continuing to educate ourselves and spend less time entertaining ourselves, which I loved. I loved that he made that point there. That and youth, and you know, you're just like me. I like the movies. I like to read books. And I do spend a lot of time, probably more so than I should, in entertaining myself. And so I thought that's a really great idea to bring up, that maybe we can kind of refocus and look. That's what I'm going to do anyway. I'm going to look at my life and maybe find some ways that I can trim some of the entertainment and start to think about educating myself, learn something new. That's what I'm going to do. So that's what we're talking about today. Well, I got this little shout out, Angela. She's listening to us and she loves the Mormon Channel. And we just want to thank her so much for including us. She says that she's included us. She does her daily prayers and she does her scripture reading and she listens to the Mormon Channel. So we thank her for that. And Angela, we just, you know what, share us. Let people know because we're just trying to do just a little bit of good out here. Okay, well, so how many of you have ever gone to seminary or institute? If you don't know what that is, you know, seminary, when we're in high school, junior high and high school, we get to go and have a little spiritual class and just learn a little more about our Savior. Institute, you know, you go on to higher learning, you go to college and you get kind of the same thing. You get to go to seminary or institute and learn more about our Savior. Well, what is it? What do we do? The objective of it is to help the youth understand the atonement of Jesus Christ and, you know, to prepare for the temple, get those blessings of the temple, prepare ourselves. And also it's to help young adults, when we get into institute, understand and rely on the teachings of the atonement. A lot of times that's where we fall, is when we're in that young adult place and we're just feeling a little bit lost. And it's just an anchor to go to our institute and be able to be with others who are struggling with the same things and really trying hard to stay close to our Savior. So and help us prepare for families and for the temple and for eternal life with our Heavenly Father. So that's what those great institutions are. And I started thinking about what kind of experience have I had, wonderful experiences. And I have to tell you, my ninth grade year, my first year of seminary, I had Brother Brott. He had this beautiful little accent and I thought he was amazing. He was so full of life. He was so smiley, little short guy. And he just made us happy. His attitude and his personality was so infectious, and he had such a love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I could not wait to go to seminary with him. And he was a wonderful jumping off point for me with my seminary enjoyment through those years. And as I got on, you know, went to college and got on the Institute Council, I'm telling you, just to be able to just feel like you're part of a team and take care of others and sort of keep them in line and try to be examples and just share your love, it just broadened my view of how important these wonderful institutions are. Well, President Hinckley, he tells this little story about furthering your education, continuing to learn, and he kind of had this little metaphor story. He talks about how he worked on a railroad many years ago, and he was in charge of what is called head-end traffic. And he's kind of telling a story, and he goes on and says that there was a train that got lost somewhere and that people were mad. And so he immediately starts to research and tries to find out where this particular car went. This had all their baggage in it, and people were upset. And he found out that it was supposed to go to Newark, New Jersey, and it had ended up in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1,500 miles from its destination. And he said, "I just realized that just by a 3-inch movement of a switch, it took that car completely off its course, and it was a huge mistake that was made." And he says, "You know, I think about it, and I think, you know, the movement away from our original destination in our own lives, it can just be a small little movement, but it can completely misdirect us and take us off the course for which we intended to go." And he says, "You know, it's just the little things in life that we need to crank up, turn up just a little bit to make the big difference in our lives." He says, "There's no doubt that whatever we do, education pays off. He says, don't short circuit your lives. If you do, you'll pay for it over and over again. And so I just think his message is very clear that we need to, you know, make a course, and we know there's going to be veering off and there's going to be mistakes made, but let's continue to educate ourselves. I know I'm going to, and this is what I'm going to do. I am going to take a French class. I've always wanted to speak French. It's in my heritage. I've always felt like it should just sort of come easily to me, and it doesn't. And so I, dear friends, I'm going to take a French class. So I'm going to learn how to speak French. So, you know, what are you going to do? Why don't you just email us at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org and tell me what you're going to do to further educate yourself. I put it out there. I'm going to learn French. What are you going to do? Let me know. Email me, or you can give me a message on Facebook and just tell me what you're going to do to further your education, because, you know, I'm going to triumph. I'm going to prevail and learn that French language. Before we leave you today, I just want to leave you with a beautiful song by BYU's Women's Chorus, and it is a song called For Good, and it is from Wicked. It's beautiful, and we hope that you enjoy it. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.